USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A big winter storm that slammed Southern California is on its way to the plains and upper Midwest. The storm closed Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles on Christmas Day and part of I-15 between Southern California and Las Vegas for a time on Thursday. This traveler on Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News,
30 years I've lived in the high desert, I've never been stuck. Never. This is bad. This is horrible.
Forecasters believe the storm could dump up to a foot of snow on the Southern Rockies and create a mix of ice, sleet, and snow across Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas. The FDA has officially raised the legal age to buy tobacco products in the United States from 18 to 21. The move applies to all tobacco products, e-cigarettes, and vaping cartridges. This was all part of President Trump's spending package on a bill he signed last week. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
As Nancy Pelosi continues to hold the articles of impeachment hostage from the Senate, lawmakers are clashing over the format of that Senate trial. Republican Congressman Guy Reffenthaler of Pennsylvania says,
let Nancy Pelosi hold the articles of impeachment, because the longer this drags out, the more swing voters and independents are coming to Republicans in droves. And I know some people think it's a bold statement, but I really do think we're going to take back the House in 2020, and I think that President Trump is going to win.
More than three-quarters of people plan to return at least one of their Christmas gifts this year. One in five plan to return more than half, according to a survey by online retail platform Oracle. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst, and she has some tips for you if you need to return a package.
If you go earlier, people are more willing to help you out, and there's going to be more of a chance that you can get what you want. There's going to be more stock in there. Everyone's going to be going out to return things today and over the rest of the week into the weekend.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to a new poll conducted by CNN, 76% of Americans say the economy is very good or just plain good, and a stunning 60% of large and small business owners in a recent CNBC poll say they approve of President Trump's job performance, which that's an all-time high. A lot of this goes back to the tax cuts that President Trump signed into law 2 years ago. Stephen Moore was one of the architects of that tax cut. He joins Fox News and says,
you know, we're proud of the way this tax cut has worked out. When Larry Kudlow and I and others were putting this plan together for Trump, he was always talking to us about how are these going to impact middle-class workers. And the whole idea was to cut taxes for American businesses. This is an unapologetic pro-business, pro-American business president. And it wasn't just for corporations, by the way. It also affected 27 million small businessmen and women who run the great companies of America. America, these small businesses.
And as far as raising taxes, Moore believes?
And the idea of raising the taxes back up on these businesses, I think would be really devastating for the U.S. economy.
Right.
If you go back to where we were, just one last thing, if you go back to where we were pre-Trump, the United States have the highest business tax rates in the world. That's why we cut them. We said we can't compete with China and Mexico and Europe and other countries if we're at a 40% tax rate and the rest of the world's at 20. It's just the math didn't add up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.